fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Our working environment can play a huge part in our health and our well-being. With Australians spending about a third of their lives at work, almost half of working-age adults spend their workday sitting or consuming at least one-third of their daily kilojoule intake at work. Joining us this morning to discuss all about keeping ourselves healthy in the workplace and at home is James Stevens-Cutler from Cancer Council's WA Live Lighter team. Welcome, James, and thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So, James, tell us a bit about yourself and your work with the Live Lighter campaign.
Yeah, so the Live Lighter campaign is a WA-made campaign run by Cancer Council WA, and it's actually funded by the WA Department of Health. It's in its 10th year now, so it's been running since early last decade, and our main aim is to encourage people to eat well and be active to avoid weight gain. I'm the senior campaign coordinator at the campaign, and my main role is working with a couple of our creative partners, media agencies, to make sure that as many Western Australian adults as possible are seeing our messages about eating healthy food and drinks and being physically active.
So we spend a lot of our time at work where it can be easy to lose track and maintain healthy habits. Where should people start when thinking about their health in the workplace?
Yeah, so the obvious recommendation at the moment, given what we're currently facing as a society, is to follow the COVID prevention guidelines set out by the state government and your workplace. But in terms of my core business at Live Lighter, I would say a great place to start thinking about your health, regardless of your occupation, is the food you're eating while on the job. Obviously, we all have to eat, and a good way to continue healthy habits at work is to get into the routine of making and packing your own lunch to bring into work with you if possible. You know, this might require a little bit of planning, maybe adding a few more ingredients onto your grocery and shopping list. You might also consider cooking more food for dinner so you have enough to bring in for the next day. But in the long run, it should be a more affordable way to eat at work, a healthy way to eat, and obviously, you know, it reduces the risk of buying junk food for lunch when your stomach's grumbling and you rationalise your way around to maybe grabbing something fast and greasy.
It can be super easy to sort of go to work and maybe potentially buy your lunch out where you think, oh, this may be cheap today, or, you know, continuously buy it and not actually go to the grocery store and spend time, as you said, meal prepping, cooking a nice meal that'll last you throughout the week. So it is important to do that, as you said. And for those with sedentary jobs, in what way can they incorporate more movement into their workday?
Yeah, so if you're like me and you work in a computer-based office job, you're spending quite a lot of time at your desk and even at meetings sitting down. So if possible, we like to try and break these long periods of sitting. And a couple of tips I've got here to do that. You know, if suitable, you can try and have more meetings on the go on your feet. So maybe go for a walk outside to chat about work with your colleagues, stretch your legs. Instead of sending brief emails, like just short, sharp emails to someone in your office, better off just actually walking over there and having a discussion with them face-to-face. I myself, when I'm at work, I prefer to use the toilets that are furthest away from me. So I know, fortunately, the kitchen is at the other end of the office for me, so I'm always walking a long way to go to the kitchen, which is sometimes annoying, but it does mean I get some more steps in. But yeah, I try and use the toilets that are downstairs, so I'm walking up and downstairs to get to the toilets. Another one of my colleagues, when they're at work and they're brewing tea, they let their tea brew for a little bit in the kitchen, and then they'll go for a walk up and down the stairs just to get some more steps in. But, you know, there's plenty of ways to do this. You can think of your own unique ways to be a little bit more active. Maybe you've got a standing workstation, which is good to move up and down from the sitting position. But, yeah, try and kind of hack some ways around to getting some more action in your day at work.
I like the idea of having to brew your tea in the kitchen and then using the stairs to kind of go up and down to get a few more steps in. That's quite smart. So making sure people use or invent sort of fun ways to kind of get more steps in the office, especially during now, during these times where people are also working at home, and with COVID in the community as well, more people may be working from home in that aspect. How can people incorporate healthy habits into their work from home routine as well?
Yeah, so a couple of other points here. Firstly, staying on the physical activity tips, if we're working from home, we're likely to save a fair bit of our time every day by not having to commute. I myself know that I try and ride to work where possible, but now that I'm working from home more often, I'm regularly not riding as much as I would be. So if possible, maybe use this time to create a commute. So you might not be commuting to work, but bookending your day with some activity. So you might just go for a walk at the beginning and end of each day, maybe get a coffee, going for a cycle to the park, just spending 5 or 10 minutes or even meditating, doing something nice for yourself to improve your, catch up on your health and well-being before the work day, after the work day, where you might usually be driving to work. And secondly, the phrase, obviously we've come to know this phrase, socially distancing, or being physically distant from our colleagues to try and reduce COVID risk, flipping this to be practicing distance socialising. So obviously if we're working from home, we're more likely to be socially isolated. So remembering to touch base with your colleagues throughout the day. A video call is great so we can see our team's faces. A chat on the phone is good, preferably something that's not just email or text. Playing these catch-ups is something to consider so that we're actively reducing the risk of feeling socially isolated. And, obviously COVID-19 is something we're all trying to avoid, but making sure we're considering each other's mental health is obviously very important during a pandemic.
As much as we've touched on physical health and, increasing your steps if you're working in an office or working at home as well, mental health is also an important factor. So I'm glad you mentioned that. So, James, what about when people clock off work? How do we continue healthy habits outside of work?
Yeah, so I think something I haven't touched on in the interview so far is alcohol. So one way to improve our health is to consider reducing alcohol intake if we do drink. Many people still don't realise alcohol is a carcinogen. It does cause cancer. And there's a whole body of evidence now that shows that it increases our risk of developing several different types of cancer. And it also contains another kind of lesser known factor, is that it contains quite a lot of kilojoules, which can lead to weight gain. So if we're eating unhealthy food and then also drinking alcohol on top of that, we are really consuming way too much energy. So to reduce that risk, it's good to try and substitute alcohol with non-alcoholic alternatives when you can, preferably not sugary drinks, because we know that sugary drinks are also quite bad for our health. But something like soda water, just water with some fresh fruit, so hot right now, having cold water in the fridge is great. But there are also some pretty decent non-alcoholic alternatives, beer and wine brands that are available in non-alcoholic varieties, which are pretty tasty if you're still after that particular flavour.
And lastly, James, where can people go for further resources and tools?
Yeah, so probably the one big one here for us, of course, it's the Live Lighter website. It's got heaps of great tips and tricks if you're trying to get into a more healthy routine. The URL is livelighter.com.au, livelighter.com.au. And there's enough info for you there to overhaul your entire lifestyle if that's your goal, or even if you're just looking to make one or two healthy adjustments, there'll definitely be something there for you.
Well, thank you so much, James. I've learned heaps about the topics we've discussed today, so we appreciate your time here on The Record.
Thanks, Maddie.
That was James Stevens Cutler from Cancer Council WA's Live Lighter team, speaking with us all about keeping ourselves healthy in the workplace and at home. And as James said, for more information, you can visit the Live Lighter website, which is livelighter.com.au or healthywa.wa.gov.au.